This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankhad has resigned from the post citing health reasons. In a letter written to President Draupadi Murmu, Mr. Dhankhad said to prioritize health care and abide by medical advice, he has resigned effective immediately. He expressed his gratitude to the president for her unwavering support during his tenure. Mr. Dhankhad also expressed his deep gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the esteemed Council of Ministers. He said the warmth, trust and affection he has received from all members of parliament would ever be cherished at and embedded in his memory. The first day of the monsoon session of parliament witnessed several disruptions by opposition parties over multiple issues, including demands for an immediate discussion on the Pahalgam terror attack and Operation Sindoor. Opposition MPs continuously raised slogans, insisting on a debate. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh assured the House that the government is ready to discuss all issues. However, due to the ongoing uproar, the Lok Sabha was adjourned three times yesterday. On the second day of the monsoon session of the Parliament today, the Lok Sabha is scheduled to take up the readjustment of representation of scheduled tribes in assembly constituencies of the State of Goa Bill 2024 for consideration and passing. While in the Rajya Sabha, Ports, Shipping and Waterways Minister Sarbanand Sonowal will move the Carriage of Goods by Sea Bill 2025. A meeting of the floor leaders of the INDIA bloc was held today at the Parliament House complex. The meeting was attended by Congress President and Leader of the Opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Khadge, and Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, along with several members of Parliament from various INDIA bloc parties. Leaders of the bloc deliberated on a common strategy for the ongoing monsoon session of Parliament. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, will launch the NISAR Earth Observation Satellite, developed jointly with American space agency NASA, on the 30th of this month at 1740 hours from Sriharikota. GSLV F-16 heavy lift rocket will place the satellite into a 743-kilometer sun-synchronous orbit. The NISAR satellite will scan the entire globe every 12 days and provide high-resolution, all-weather, day and night data. The death toll in Bangladesh aircraft crash reaches 27 and 78 more are receiving treatment at different hospitals. A total of 20 bodies have been handed over to the family members. Mohammad Sayyedur Rahman, Special Assistant to Chief Advisor Professor Mohammad Yunus, revealed this information to the media at National Burn and Plastic Surgery Institute, Dhaka, this morning. In Pakistan, the sit-in protest by Baloch Yakjeti Committee, BYC, against the government has entered its seventh day at the capital city of Islamabad. The protest is led by families of forcibly disappeared persons and detained leaders of BYC from Balochistan. The protesters alleged that all roads leading to the Islamabad Press Club have remained blocked and authorities have continued to deny permission to set up a protest camp at the site. Amid heavy rainfall in Islamabad yesterday, women, children and the elderly continued protest even without shelter. Domestic benchmark indices are trading almost flat this morning. Nifty is trading at 25,088 points while Sensex is trading at 82,258 points. Earlier, the indices had opened in green at the start, helped by banking stocks, but the levels have flattened thereafter. In chess, international master Divya Deshmukh has become the second Indian to advance to the semifinals of the FIDE Women's World Cup 2025 in Batumi, Georgia. In a rapid tiebreak, Divya defeated compatriot grandmaster Harika Dronavalli by 2-0 in a rapid tiebreak. She has now joined compatriot grandmaster Koneru Hampi in the final four clash. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Himachal Pradesh, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Telangana and Uttarakhand today. Parts of Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Jammu and Kashmir, coastal Karnataka, Chhattisgarh, Assam, Meghalaya and Arunachal Pradesh are also expected to receive heavy rainfall during the next 2 to 3 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.